Good afternoon. Clouds have been slow to break up, especially across valley locations in interior New York and New England, and the sunshine is struggling. It is coming back more so across the higher terrain, and eventually the clouds will erode away even into the valleys. So brighter spots with increasing sunshine across the region as we get deeper into the day, with high temperatures responding and making it back into the middle 70s. Clouds will come back into the picture tonight. It will be dry through the evening hours. Then a front will approach from the west with a round of scattered showers late at night, and maybe even a thunderstorm with a burst of rain late tonight and early tomorrow morning. Temperatures will be back into the 50s once again. So we'll start off tomorrow cloudy with a scattered shower around sunrise. Then gradually sun will come back again. Another warm afternoon for this time of year, with highs again in the middle 70s. That front, though, will hang nearby to start the weekend, and as a result, skies will be mostly cloudy on Saturday. We run the risk of a scattered shower, but I think dry most of the time, with temperatures reaching back into the mid-70s. We'll get a little bit of a push behind that front Saturday night, and it will shove off to our south for the day on Sunday, leaving us dry and with a mix of sun and clouds, although somewhat cooler behind the front, still pretty nice, with highs in the middle and upper 60s. The front comes back through Sunday night as a warm front, and temperatures on Monday will be well into the 70s to even near 80, with a chance of a late-day shower or a thunderstorm. Another cold front will slide through Tuesday into Wednesday with scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm, and temperatures back into the 60s midweek next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, several periods of rain, heavy at times, will create areas of flash flooding and river flooding across eastern Oklahoma, southern Missouri, southern Illinois, and much of Arkansas. Yesterday, 1 to 2 inches of rain with some higher amounts fell in this region as an upper level and surface low moved through. Friday night and over the weekend, additional systems will bring rain, heavy at times, to the same areas. At this time, it looks like an additional 3 to 6 inches of rain with locally higher amounts will be possible. A few isolated locations, especially in northern and northwestern Arkansas as well as southern Missouri, may approach 6 to 7 inches of rain. This amount of rain will create dangerous flash flooding conditions as well as rises on rivers that'll be significant. Meanwhile, an upper-level storm will bring snow to parts of the Rockies tonight and tomorrow. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the higher terrain in Wyoming and Colorado for as much as 8 to 15 inches of snow. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Boston, cloudy with showers and fog and drizzle near 60. And in Buffalo, increasing clouds with a late-day shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 41. The record high, 91, set in 1962. And the record low, 26, 1 year later in 1963. Sunrise this morning at 5:55 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:51 p.m., 13 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds will give way to increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight, again, with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm after midnight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds giving way to partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing cloud tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm after midnight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today with highs in the middle 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm after midnight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds giving way to partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible after midnight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm after midnight in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning shower, then increasing sunshine, mid-70s. Mostly cloudy, a few showers possible on Saturday, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds back to the 60s on Sunday. Partly sunny, a late-day shower or thunderstorm Monday, upper 70s. And mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler with scattered showers Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the lower to mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.